USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
New Orleans in the path of what's described as an extremely dangerous major hurricane. That's what the National Hurricane Center says this morning about Hurricane Ida, expected to make landfall Sunday, possibly as a Category 4 storm. Metro New Orleans under a hurricane warning. The U.S. fighting back against ISIS-K, a military spokesman announcing yesterday an unmanned airstrike attack against an ISIS-K planner. ISIS-K, the group claiming responsibility for Thursday's suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News what we need to do now.
If you want Afghanistan to stay somewhat stabilized, I think that you have to put more troops in, go take back Bagram Airport as the beginning hub. That gives you, it's a really interesting strategic location.
A CENTCOM spokesman says initial indications are the target was killed in the airstrike and there were no civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.